name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I have been with you now for 7 months. Hard to believe how time passes when you're having fun, right? If you have learned anything about my preaching, you have learned very quickly that I like to tell stories. And quite often, I tell stories about my family. Many of you have come to me and said, "Well, I'd really like to meet your mother." They said that a lot at St. James in Baton Rouge, too. They've always said that. I have a pretty cool mom, I gotta say. Today, I'm not gonna tell a story about my mother, though. I'm gonna tell a story about my grandmother. My mother is truly an extension of my mother. Like, many of us are extensions of our parents, right? When I see my mom today, which I just saw her in Chicago 2 days ago, I see her at 91 years old, and it's what I remember my grandmother when I was growing up. Absolutely incredible. And my grandmother actually played a role in our upbringing. She always wanted us to be thankful and kind, and she wanted us to be humble. But she never used the word humble. She would always say to us, whether we were children or adults, she said, "I don't want you to get too big for your pants. Don't get too big for your britches." The first time I remember her actually saying that, when my family moved from Wichita Falls, Texas, to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And my mother thought that I might be able to sing. So she drove me to Fort Worth, which was the home of the Texas Boys Choir. And in the fourth grade, she, being that stage mom, she kind of pushed me into the audition. And I actually was accepted and sang first soprano as a fourth grader in the Texas Boys Choir. And I remember my grandparents were there that next weekend. And my grandmother, who was a really lovely singer, was so excited and so proud of me. And she walked up when she saw me and she gave me a big hug. She said, "You're going to be so good in that choir, but don't you get too big for your britches." Fast forward, when I was in high school, I was elected by my classmates to be the speaker at graduation. No, I was not the valedictorian. I simply knew how to talk. And before we left for the hall where graduation was to be held, my grandmother came up to me and she said, "I'm so proud of you. You've been elected by your classmates to talk, and I know you're going to say some really great words, but remember, don't get too big for your britches." Fast forward some more. It was 1999, and I was being ordained as a Dominican priest. My grandmother had already passed, and my parents were selected to be the people, or the two persons that vested me, that put on my chasuble as I was being ordained. Quite often it's a family member, sometimes it's a clergy person. And my mom and my dad were putting my chasuble over my head. The bishop was standing there, and we had a little conversation. We couldn't get it right, straight, and my father leaned in. He said, "You know, if your grandmother was here, you know what she would say." And without missing a beat, my mother said, "I think your grandmother would say that it fits just fine." But she was always there to remind us, be humble. Don't get too big for your britches. In today's gospel, Jesus is referring to the scribes who are a little big for their britches. It's not unusual for Jesus to address this. It was just 1 month ago when James and John approached Jesus and said, "Jesus, we want to sit at your left and your right." And he said, "Now listen, you may drink the cup that I drink, and you may be baptized with what I've been baptized with, but it is not mine to give to sit at my left and my right." And he launches into a story about servanthood. He said, "The leaders of the temple lord over you. In their own mind, they're higher than everyone else." And then he talked about being a servant, plain and simple. There's another great example when Jesus talks about, not talks about being a servant, but he gives the example. They're in Jerusalem. They're celebrating the Passover meal. And Jesus puts an apron around his waist and he starts washing their feet, giving them a great example of servanthood. And Peter, who gets a little big for his britches, says to Jesus, "You're not going to wash my feet." And Jesus says, "Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you have nothing to do with my kingdom. Absolutely nothing." "Oh, well, in that case, wash my feet and my hands and my head. Wash everything." But once again, it's an example that Jesus is giving us that when we think too highly of ourselves, we need to come down to reality. So the example that Jesus gives us today is a bit veiled. He doesn't come out and say, "Be a servant," but he gives an example of a servant. He's sitting in front of the treasury and he's watching people give money. And everybody's giving. The wealthy people are giving. Jesus is not critical of the people with money at all. Please be mindful of that. Jesus is not critical of the wealthy people. But when he sees a poor widow come up who gives two coins that are worth one penny, he says to his followers, "That's your example." The scribes who have become too big for their britches, who like seats of honor in the synagogue, who like to walk through with long flowing robes and say long prayers. It's not about that. They, the wealthy people, give out of abundance. But this poor widow gave everything she had. Everything. I'm going to tell you a story that I read this week. I literally read it just a few days ago. It's funny, it's kind of cute, and it's a little to the point. There's a chicken and a pig walking through a neighborhood. Sunday morning, they walk past a church, and it says, "Sunday morning breakfast, eggs and bacon, coffee, and all are welcome." And the chicken looks at the little pig and goes, "We should go in there." And the pig said, "You're crazy. We're not going in there." And he said, "Well, it says all are welcome. And look, eggs and bacon, we can help them out." And the little pig looks at the chicken and he goes, "That's easy for you. That's just like a donation for you. For me, it's a total commitment." My friends, that's the point Jesus is trying to make to us. It's a total commitment. Everything we have. It's not unusual when you're preaching on a Sunday that you call some of your buddies just to find out what they're preaching on. And everybody was struggling this week with, gosh, do I make this a stewardship homily or not? I mean, it's pretty obvious a stewardship homily, but you have a widow who's giving everything she has, two simple coins. Isn't that what stewardship's all about? And I thought to myself, I don't want this to be about stewardship. I want it to be about giving our all. Whether that's, well, listen, it might be about money, but it might not be. It might be about time, but it might not be. It might be about prayer, but it might not be. It might be about volunteering, but it might not be. It might be about commitment, but it might not be. What it is about is not thinking too highly of ourselves. What it is about is when we make a decision to be a servant, we come down from our lofty places and we're one with each other. Listen, this widow had every reason in the world not to give. She had every reason. She was a woman. She was a widow. She was poor. And most likely she didn't like what was going on at the temple. Why would I say that? Because Jesus just said in the gospel that the scribes were destroying the houses of the widows. Destroying them. Do you not think she didn't know that? Of course she did. But she gave anyway. Why did she do that? Because she knew that it wasn't about her. She knew that. And I have news for you. And this may sting a bit. It's not about you. And it's not about me. And it's not about your rector. And it's not about any priest on staff. It's not about anyone on staff. It's not about the neighbor sitting next to you. It's not about the person sitting at the back of the church who you don't know who it is. It's about Jesus. That's it. It is about Jesus, and it is about the kingdom of God and bringing about the kingdom of God now in today's world in New Orleans, Louisiana at Trinity Episcopal Church. That's what it's about. If you want to call it a stewardship homily, go ahead, call it. I don't care. I really don't. I just want you to join me in giving our all. If you don't think there's not new energy at Trinity Episcopal Church, look around. Look at the programs. Look at the energy. And if you still don't see it, then make an appointment with me in the coming weeks and I'll share with you what's going on. And so would Andy, and so would Kit, and so would Jane Allison, and anyone on staff. But in order for it to work, in order for us to make a difference in the world, in order for us to bring about the kingdom, we have to be all in. All in. Just like the widow. In other words, we're called to be pigs and not chickens. May God give you and may God give me the grace, the courage, and the faith to give it our all. And all of God's people say,
together we affirm the words of our Nicene Creed found on page